We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline, Cape Cod alum as well, even though he played a few years after me. But Colin, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on.
It's Lou, Fitzy, and Christian here with you right now. So I gotta start off and saying you've had, what, 4 or 5 days now of what we're calling summer camp. I'm not crazy about the name, but that's okay. So I'm curious, I know there's been a lot of different things. Are you settling in? What has been the most annoying part of this whole process?
Oh, annoying part. That's an interesting question. I've been trying to catalog a lot of this stuff kind of on my Instagram or whatever, just trying to get people kind of some transparency into what this is actually looking like for us on a daily basis. But, you know, I think for me, signing with the Red Sox and the idea of getting back to Fenway and exploring Fenway and being part of the clubhouse atmosphere here and, you know, a little bit of that is kind of taking the shine off of it when we're having to be really spread out. And I will say the Sox have done an amazing job of making sure we're social distanced, maybe making sure that, you know, we've got all the equipment that we need and making sure we're staying as safe as possible. But, you know, the lore of Fenway as Fenway has been in the last, you know, 100+ years, this isn't quite there right now. And I think we got to just get used to it.
So real quick, who's your locker mate? Because and are you enjoying those 5 floors, just walking up those every day?
It's a lot of stairs. Lot of stairs, especially after a lower body workout. But no, because I'm technically a high risk, you know, player, I have to have my own suite, which, you know, I guess that's the best of a worst situation there.
Right. Why are you high risk? It's because curious.
I've got chronic asthma and I have for many years. And so, yeah, it's something that, you know, given everything that's been going on this year, you know, and the pandemic is as it is, as it stands right now, you know, I made the choice to come up here and to play in the midst of that. But, you know, this is a choice that a lot of guys similar to myself have to take really seriously. I've got a wife, I've got 2 small children that I left back home in Atlanta because, you know, the risk seems too great to have them up here with me. So, none of us take this lightly. It's a really important decision for us, but, you know, I think given the right situation, we can pull it off.
So you said the Red Sox are doing a good job. We've heard some stories of other teams that are having some issues with testing and just protocol. But I see that one of the things you got to do is you got to spit into that test tube. How much saliva do you need to work up? I mean, are you like hawking back loogies for like first 15 minutes before you actually start spitting in that thing? Or how long does it take you?
Listen, it's tough because you get there first thing in the morning and granted, the nasal swab, I will say, is way more uncomfortable. If anybody's had it, hopefully a lot of people have. It's a very uncomfortable test. But the one we do is with saliva, and you got to fill up about, I don't know the actual volume, but, you know, half of a vial, I would say probably the size of your index finger. And you can't eat or drink anything 30 minutes before, so you kind of have cotton mouth early in the morning, and it takes you a little bit of time to fill that whole thing up. But, you know, I think some guys definitely prefer it to the invasive nasal swab.
Yeah, Colin, I watched my 2-year-old actually had to get tested a couple of weeks ago, and it's a miserable experience. I can't even imagine what it's like to get it done yourself. Like there's that super long swab. Like it's there and then it disappears. Maloney, you actually had the test done, right? It's pretty miserable,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Not fun.
That's not fun at all.
Not fun at all.
Nor is probably climbing 5 stairs after a lower body workout or, you know, wondering what's going to happen if some of your teammates test positive, which we heard about today as well. But I wanted to ask you a quick question about you had a unique contract situation heading into the 2020 season. People read about it in the Boston Globe a while ago. The first line was, Colin McHugh confronts a strange possibility for the 2020 season. Will he be paying the Red Sox while he pitches for them? Which I don't think I've ever read about anyone. Can you explain a little bit about how that worked out and what the current status is?
Yeah, in a year of strange headlines, that was up to the top of the list for me. But yeah, I mean, one of the deals that we came to an agreement on late in March was the advance, part of the advance salary for some guys. And, you know, because of my service time and what I had done the last few years, I guess I got put in the highest tier of possible advance salary, which, because we're only playing a 60-game season and the commissioner implemented 60 games, is going to be more than what I would have made in a prorated salary for my contract at that point. But, within the day, Heim Bloom called me and we had an interesting and fun little conversation about it. He said, you know, because of the rules, it's not something to where I'm going to have to pay back the team anything. He said, but you know, let's grab a scotch one of these days when we're in a hotel or on a plane, and we'll call it even. So
I was going to say, so you basically got an advance for the next 60 games. So you, every 2 weeks, you don't get a check.
Correct. Yeah. I won't be receiving a pay. Well, you know, a lot of players, we didn't receive a paycheck for, you know, 8 months,
yep.
8 or 9 months going into the the beginning of the season. And then with that advance, some of them, I think me and maybe 7 or 8 other players won't be getting a paycheck for the rest of it. So it's not playing for free. You know, we got some money up front, but it will be a little strange, you know, when paychecks come out every 2 weeks.
All right, we're talking to Red Sox pitcher Colin McHugh. And Colin, I know, again, the San Francisco Giants today postponed their workout because they haven't got their results back. And I just feel like it's a bad look. They're asking you guys to trust them that this is going to work. And I would imagine this weekend is starting to, a lot of people are questioning that. Are you confident that you guys can execute this thing and have a season?
You know, it's strange because there's not really a distinct order of jurisdiction here. Some of the things are run by the league. Some of the things are kind of put onto the team to make sure that they're staying up to date on all the new protocols that are coming in place and making sure that they're following all the ones that have already been agreed upon. And like I said, the Sox have done a really great job so far, in my opinion, of holding up their end of the bargain. And I think myself and a lot of players are concerned over MLB's side of the bargain, making sure that we're having tests returned to us. You know, we're getting tested every other day, but making sure that they're returned to us in a timely manner that we feel comfortable coming to the park every day and not having a guy that's maybe asymptomatic walking around for 3 to 4 days without knowing it. You know, that's something that could take down this whole thing really quickly. And I think that myself, I was talking to Sean Doolittle and some of the other guys around the league, we have sincere concerns about. And, you know, we understand that it's the first week and, you know, maybe there's some tweaks that need to happen. But in our opinion, they need to happen quickly and we need to get back on top of it as fast as possible.
Colin, now that the schedule is out, do you feel stronger about your chances to win this year as opposed to the way things were and the schedule the way it was before the coronavirus?
Man, it's tough to say because, number one, I don't have the – I haven't been around the team as much as a lot of other guys have, so I haven't been able to see a lot of guys play close up. I've played against a lot of these guys before, and you know, I know the talent that this team has. But in a 60-game season, you know, I was talking to JD about it yesterday. It's kind of like a college season. You know, every game matters way more, and you know, to be honest, the teams that can stay the healthiest are going to have a competitive advantage. And you know, from that perspective, I think that taking as much precaution as we've taken and being as transparent as we've been as a Red Sox organization, I think it works in our favor. So I don't know if that answers your question. To be honest, it's going to be a sprint. You know, usually 162 games are a marathon, but this is going to be a sprint to the finish. So I think it's any man's game at this point.
Yeah, make sure, by the way, back to that contract thing, make sure that Bloom buys you at least a Johnny Walker Blue, because that's a heck of a deal you're doing going to the Sox and playing through your asthma too, man. And stay safe, please. But Colin, now talking about the sprint-oriented nature of the season, 60 games, plus you've got a forward creative thinker like Heim Bloom assembling the team. Are you prepared to do or pitch or play just about any position? Has it been discussed that you could be an opener? Have you... You know what I mean? Like, it will versatility be a hallmark of yourself and many of the other players on the team this year, because you got to do anything you can to steal a victory with only 60 games?
Yeah, I don't think Heim's thinking about putting me in right field or left field anytime soon. But I, as far as pitching, yeah, I think, you know, we've talked about a lot of different scenarios. And, you know, in the last few years, I've started, I've relieved, I've done long relief, I've kind of back into the bullpen stuff, and had some success doing all of it. But, you know, for what this season is going to need, I told him I'm open to doing whatever we need. So getting back on the mound, getting healthy is first and foremost. And then from that point on, kind of figuring out where the holes are that we have and how the guys we have can fill those holes are going to put us in the best position possible to win ball games. So for me, you know, whether that's an opener situation like he did in Tampa a lot, and they did really effectively in Tampa, or whether it's long relief or starting, you know, I'm open to it. And I want to get out there and get some outs. You know, it's hard to remember that we still have to get outs in the middle of all of this other stuff that's going on. We can't be distracted by that.
Speaking of health, I know, you know, when you were signed, you had some elbow injury, flexor strain last year, and you weren't ready for the camp early in the year. But is this like a just basically your spring training, and where are you health-wise? Are you ready to go when this thing resumes?
It's still too early to say on that. You know, I'm throwing bullpens, and, you know, my routine back home was, you know, throwing into a net for a while from a rehab standpoint in my backyard and trying not to, you know, Joe Kelly it into the neighbor's yard. But, you know, we've gotten more aggressive and been off the mound 7 or 8 times. And I feel pretty comfortable moving forward with where we're going in my rehab process. And, you know, I think everybody's trying to get used to throwing to hitters again and getting guys in the box and seeing pitches. So it's going to be kind of a quick learning curve for a lot of us all over again, but I'm hoping to be ready.
Talking to Colin McHugh, Red Sox pitcher. And Colin, I know that you were part of the executive subcommittee in the union, and I kind of voiced a little bit of frustration with how a couple of months went in the negotiations. And basically, by the time the ink was dry in a deal in which you guys negotiated financially, the next day or shortly after, owners started talking about putting fans in the stands, which I don't think was part of the negotiation. Was how frustrating was going through that, given your involvement in all of that?
Well, for clarification, we did not come to an agreement. You know, there was an agreement in March that we would talk about health and safety protocols of what we could do safely to get back on the field. And under that agreement, we had talked about how players were going to be compensated and that they were going to be compensated on a pro rata basis for any amount of games that MLB thought that they could reasonably put on. So, you know, personally, I was very frustrated with the way I'm like you. I was very frustrated with the way negotiations happened, both very publicly and in the media. And it was something that, from my perspective as a player, our first and foremost concern was getting back on the field safely, making sure that the protocols that were being negotiated that entire time were going to be strict enough to keep us safe in a situation in which we were doing this much traveling, being in close quarters, hotels, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, throughout the negotiation, it kind of went back and forth on an economics front. And that wasn't something that, from our perspective, was something that we were willing to negotiate on. So we weren't able to come to an agreement. They did implement a 60-game season, and that's where we're at now. But from my perspective, you know, at this point, we just got to kind of say, this is where we're at. Let's make the most of it. Let's try and give everybody 3 hours a night of entertainment and rest from what has been a really stressful year. And then when those 3 hours are over, we got to get right back to real life. But I'm hoping that baseball can be a rest there.
Well, hopefully it is 3 hours, because we've known games to go to 3.5. So we like more 3 hours games, 3 hour games. Colin McHugh, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your time.
Gentlemen, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to a good season.
All right, man. Be safe. Stay healthy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.